Annie Rainsong knew that today she would die, and that she deserved to. She never should have left her vision sight, but she was cold, restless, bored, hungry, and ready to be done with this outdoor stuff. She wanted a beer and a cigarette, or at least a shower and a sandwich. No, two sandwiches. She knew she should have been back at base camp by now. Leaving her vision sight had been a bad, bad idea. The stupid piles of rocks that marked the trail blended into the darkness now. Nothing looked familiar, or everything looked like something she had seen before. Nothing looked safe. Her head ached, her feet hurt from the ugly new hiking boots. She wanted to stop moving, be done with this. Her Shimasane had always told her not to complain, only to be grateful. She pictured her grandmother's face and remembered the warm smell of the blue corn cake she had fixed for breakfast. It made her feel like crying, so Annie swore out loud instead. She saw what looked like a cave up ahead and directed the weak beam of her flashlight into the lava. She would climb there, she decided, and hope there weren't any dead bugs or bat poop to creep her out. The old ones had lived in caves, hadn't they? Maybe she'd be lucky enough to fall asleep and die. She'd heard of that happening. She hiked toward it, relieved to have a destination, even though the blister on the back of her left heel rubbed against the stiff boot every time she took a step. She felt less lost now. Maybe it would be even warmer in there. Mr. Cruz and Mrs. Cooper had told her to stay out of caves because of hibernating bats and because the caves might have been used by the old ones and contain bones or gifts for the dead. She decided it didn't matter now. This whole stinking program was a farce, and she was as good as dead anyway. When she got to the cave, she'd take the boots off. Who cared what Mr. Cruz said? He was a jerk. She never believed in this vision stuff anyway, but she played along. It was better than being on probation for a year, and all the bull that went with that. At least, that's what she'd thought when she let her mother talk her into participating. As she limped closer, she realized that there were big lava boulders around the mouth of the cave, making it hard to see at this angle. She was lucky she'd found it. Lucky? Cooper said the experience out here changed people, but if it actually gave her some luck, she'd be amazed. She started to climb, struggling against the angle of the hillside, slipping on patches of icy snow she hadn't seen in the cloud-covered night. Before she reached the top, she was practically crawling, using numb fingers to help pull herself to the cave. Annie made it to the crest of the slope and straightened up, catching her breath. She remembered the pack rat nest she'd seen at Grandma's place, out past the Hogan, when life was better, before her Shimasane died and her brother had his accident and everything changed. Would the cave be a good place for a pack rat? Or for Shush, a bear snoozing off her fall fat and waiting to emerge in the spring? Maybe with some cubs? She didn't like the idea of disturbing a sleeping bear. The flashlight's beam reflected off the black rocks at the cave's mouth and illuminated wavy white lines and stick figures before the beam disappeared into the darkness. The figures made her think of something a little kid would draw, simple light marks on the dark stone. Mrs. Cooper had mentioned that they might see something like this, and told the girls not to touch them. Annie ran her finger over a spiral. The image captured the moon's milky light. Cool, she thought. The pictures looked like something her brother might make. She could hear Mother telling him not to draw on the walls. Maybe this little brat's mom told him the same thing. To get the flashlight to shine inside the cave, she had to sink to her knees. The tremor in her hand made the faint beam dance against the blackness. She inched her way toward the entrance, the light preceding her like bad news. She saw nothing threatening. The light bounced off her wrist, and Annie Rainsong glanced at her forbidden tattoo, the skull her mother hated. She'd always thought it was cool, but now she looked away and used her light to search the cave, finding no rats or rats' nests or anything that looked bear-like. She sat on the rock ledge at the entrance of the cave, put down her flashlight, pulled up the collar on her jacket, and shoved her hands in the pockets. She wasn't even hungry or thirsty anymore, only bone cold and scared and ready to die. Maybe there was a bear in the very back of the cave, where her light didn't go. Maybe the bear would find her and eat her or feed her to the cubs. That would be all right, she thought. Better than having her own mom yell at her for being a screw-up. Better than having Mrs. Cooper tell her she'd messed up the whole trip for the group by not following the rules. Everyone cared about the rules. Nobody cared about her.